All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, January 6th of 2025, and looking ahead here, we have some NBA and NHL action upon us tonight. No Monday Night Football with Week 18 of the NFL season concluding. We are officially heading into the postseason, so it should be a fun time of the year. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. And then on it is Monday, so we will have our build review show later today at 5 p.m. Eastern, about an hour from now. We do that show on Mondays and Fridays. And then just real quick, quick question in the chat. Adam asked, where can I submit a contest for a review for today's show? So if you ever want to get signed up for the show, all you need to do is provide me your fantasy sport username for the site you're playing on. Let me know what sport, slate, and site you want me to review, and then I can add you to the list for today. Either send that in the Office Hours channel in Discord or email us support@sabersim.com. That way I can get all the info I need to get you signed up. So if you do that, that'd be great. Adam said, I like a contest review for PGA. I could definitely add you to the list for today. That'd be awesome. So give me that info and we will get you signed up. All right. It is Monday, so we do have to talk about our Max Challenge. I'm sure everybody's super, super excited to get some more info on this. I've already seen some emails rolling in, but just so you guys know, Max Challenge. Sorry about that. Everybody who participated will get an email by the end of the day tomorrow letting you know about the free roll. Okay. So give us a day and a half here to get emails out to everybody. We have a couple hundred people who participated. So if you don't get a response by end of day tomorrow, reach out to us, but we're doing our due diligence and we expect to get responses to everybody by end of day Tuesday. All right. But we still got to announce the winners for week 18 here. So no random entrant with there being no mini max next week. But our top finisher of the week was none other than White Hype 3, 31st place, 220.18 points. That is good for a SaberSim hoodie and then an entry into the end of the season free roll, which is going to be this upcoming weekend. I believe it's wild card weekend here. So expect some communication, everybody. Appreciate everybody who participated, you know, last week of the challenge. And we still had, 215 people participating, which is awesome. This is the biggest max challenge we've ever done to date. So appreciate everybody who participated all season long. And we are super excited to give away two tickets to the Super Bowl / the big game this upcoming season. Or I mean, it's like a month from now, right? I think it's February 9th. It's going to be awesome. Super, super jelly. But with that said, let's get SaberSim up here. Let's get into some questions. Let me get out of here. And let's get SaberSim up. All right. Boom. SaberSim up. That's a little bit better. All right. Cool. So, I got some initial questions in here. We will start with these, and then we will jump into any questions coming in live or circle back to Office Hours channel. But first question of the day, when in autofill, what is the best to sort rank by? I've usually done it by ROI, but if I have four different contests, should I try by contest sim, contest name, ROI, so that it sorts ROI specific to that type of contest? Will that give me better lineups directed towards that type of contest? This ends up digging deeper into the 5,000 lineups, but the overall ROI is still good. then if I switch to rank from unique rank, then it doesn't dig so deep into the pool. I hope this makes sense. Okay, so two kind of questions here based around autofill. I don't have an entry file for today yet, but I think I can get one up. Wasn't sure if I was going to be able to play today, but you know, I just need a little twist of the arm to be able to, you know, do what I need to do in order to play. So we'll do this. Let me just enter a couple contests real quick. Nothing too crazy. We just need like two or three contests to do this. All right, we'll enter this one. And let me get my entry file. So we're going to do a FanDuel demo. Let's jump over to FanDuel. We're going to go with After Hours. Okay, one. This will probably be perfect. Two. This is good. Okay, so I'm just going to do three contests for FanDuel here. And then let me get my entry file over. Actually, here. Okay, cool. Good. Close that. All right. So we have three contests here. So we're going to do a demo talking about autofill, talking about all that kind of stuff, right? Build some lineups. Let's just go with 500 lineups. That should be enough. I'll go back to the top of the question. All right, 500 lineups. We're going to go to autofill. All right, cool beans here, right? So we're in autofill. First question was around rank buy, right? So let's just run these contest sims first. Okay, so notice here, right, that rank buy, after you run the contest sim, auto switches to ROI. And then at the top, it also says ROI. So the question was like, hey, should I go into each one of these, match the contest name? So go to contest sims, go to piggy bank, go to ROI, right? And then I do the same for the next one, the same for the next one. You don't have to do that. And the reason you don't have to do that is because that this top one here, it is set to target contest ROI. So this part can be confusing, right? So this is kind of what we need to talk about. This target contest ROI, what this means is that the builder is looking at the contest name and then it is matching the ROI for that contest for the rank buy for you automatically. So if you have this top one set to target contest ROI, that means that that is the same as coming in here and switching all of these to the corresponding ROI. So I go and set up the piggy bank. I go and set up the block. I go and set up the NBA shot, right? This is the same as using target, okay? So you don't have to do that. We do it for you automatically, but it's just good to know that we do it for you automatically. That way you never worry about it not doing it. Second part of the question, right, was talking about down here, it was like unique rank versus rank. So the difference here, right? The big difference is that with unique rank, once a lineup is used one time, it will not be used again. So if we use, if we filled this right now, click save by unique rank, the top 150 lineups that go into won't be available for consideration to be put into the single entry or the 10 lineups beneath it. If you are using unique rank, what I would always recommend is sorting by prize pool. That way your highest, typically prize pool is typically correlated to, you know, highest price to first and things like that, right? So you probably have more entry fees in this contest. You probably have probably want to win it more because the first place prize is bigger, right? So I would recommend if you're using Unique Rank, sort by prize pool. That'll just give you the ability to get your best lineups into the contest that you most likely care the most about. If you don't care more about this contest, maybe you care more about the second contest, just come over here to the left and then just drag that contest up, right? You can manually order them via this little drag and drop function on the left. But, you know, sorted by prize pool should get you pretty close, and then you make some small tweaks if you want to. Now, if you're using rank fill, right, rank, it won't matter what order the contests are. And the reason for that is because if a lineup grades out well in more than one contest, rank fill will allow that lineup to be put into the contest more than once, or into a contest more than once. So if I have a lineup that grades out well in this single entry, it goes in there. What if the lineup also grades out well for the 150? If I had unique rank, we wouldn't be able to put it in there. But because I'm using rank fill, that now allows the lineup in the single entry to also be put into the 150 max. So this lineup would when you upload it, would end up being used two times rather than just once. So just to kind of wrap up, target contest ROI will solve your problem of using the specific contest's sim results. And then when you're using unique rank, sort by prize pool, if you're using rank fill, it doesn't matter. I personally use rank fill just because I know that rank fill with ROI will not use the same lineups in every contest, but it will use a lineup only if it grades out well enough more than once, right? So for me, right, talking about like ultimate versus starter, okay? For ROI, I would use rank. For Saber score, I would use unique rank, okay? Because with Saber score, you're going to get the same top 20 lineups if the Saber scores are the same, right? Like the ROI results are changing the sorting, right? There's only one Saber score ranking for each lineup, and it doesn't matter about the different contests, right? Like effectively each contest is a different sorting metric. There's only one Saber score. So for Saber score, I would use unique rank. For ROI, I would use rank, but that's just my preferences. All right. Good question there. Next question. If noticing during contest review for MME 150, that number of unique lineups fairly low and number of dupes higher than wanted, how to best address this to improve? Many uniques geo mean more harm than good. So I definitely don't think this is more harm than good. I actually think that, you know, this ends up being a good thing in general, right? When you're lowering your number of dupes, what you're doing is you're effectively increasing your 99th percent sim profit. We talked about this, I think, on Friday's build review show, where there was a user where their dupes were really high. It's like, hey, look at your sim 99th profit. You know, your top 1% outcome is actually ends up being a lot lower because you're always duping with other users so often. So if you want to, you know, have a victory, you know, in 1% of the time where you actually win a lot of money, we're going to have to lower your dupes, right? So you can lower dupes and still maintain high positive sim ROI sets and lineups. So a couple different ways to do that, right? The ways that come to mind most quickly, right? First one could be salary, right? You could play lower salary lineups. You know, maybe if we're talking about, you know, NFL Showdown for DraftKings, right? And the max salary is 50K, lower it to 49.8, lower it to 49.7, right? Just chopping off some of the highest possible salaries, right? I think a lot of people hand building are trying to use as much salary as they can. That's one way. Number two would be geometric mean, right? Applying a geometric mean rule, applying a geometric mean custom metric and filter, right, is another way to do that. And if you need some tips and ideas about how to do that, go to our help docs, go to geometric, and then type in this or watch this how to ownership product and ownership geometric mean work video, which I will drop here in the YouTube chat. That could be another way of doing it, right? So those are two. Another good way of doing it, right, that I recommend people do, switching to optimizer mode and then seeing what the most common cache lineup constructions are. Hey, are a lot of people playing? What is the sim saying about alternate lineup combinations? What about 5-1s? What about 5-1s for both teams, right? How often are those coming up? You could get different by playing combinations of players that the field is less likely to play, right? That's another good way of doing it. Another way is maybe you chop off like some of the highest sum owned lineups, right? You come in here and you say, hey, show me lineups with a sum ownership, which is just the ownership less than X. And you filter out the highest 10% of some owned lineups, because if that ownership is stacking up, then those lineups are more likely to be duplicated, right? So like those are like four different ways right off the top of my head that I would recommend thinking about when trying to get more unique. And you're going to have to try them all. You know, I don't think one of them is just the right answer. Like, hey, I'm only going to, you know, chop my salary and that's it, right? I think you're going to need to use a combination of them because the field is paying closer attention to this, and it means more and more people are doing it. So it's not just like, hey, I chop my salary by 300 and, you know, I'm all set. I think you're going to have to go a little bit deeper than that, but could take some trial and error, right? Could take a couple slates. You could do it across a couple contests, right? Maybe you're playing 320 maxes and you're going to do something different for all of them. And one of them, you're going to use one, and one of them, you're going to use two, and one of them, you're going to use three, and you're going to compare the dupes across all three and say, okay, hey, I actually got to where I wanted with only using two of these things rather than one, or rather than three, I'm going to stick with this one, right? You could trial and error within an individual slate. That way you could be ready for the next slate quicker. So there's, you know, trial and error component to that as well. And I would recommend doing that. All right. Good stuff so far. Next question. Happy Monday. I have a quick question regarding autofill / yesterday's NFL slate. I capped Joshua Dobbs exposures in direct fill to 6%, but when I switched to autofill and filled my lineups, I noticed his ownership jumped to 17. By chance, do you know if it ignored that max exposure of 6 I put in direct fill? Thanks for your assistance on this. Okay, so part of this is a little bit of a troubleshooting question, so my ability to answer here is a little bit limited. However, I do know that the team has been working on getting the builder to better accurately meet the exposure requests between direct and autofill. There should be an update like going to beta this week and some, you know, beta release notes kind of around that. I'll call it like a bug or like inconsistency there. So I think that's probably what you're running into. I don't think it's ignoring it. I think it's just having trouble meeting it. And the process for meeting it is being improved as we speak. All right. Next question. If you have, let's say I do autofill versus other options, and I only have one contest, 20 max, why are they different lineups? Okay. So if you only have one contest, I would just use direct fill. What autofill does, you can do in direct fill, right? It just takes more time. So like, let's say, you know, I'm coming in here and I want to use target contest ROI and I want to use two uniques and I'm happy with that and I want to click save, right? Okay, I could do this process. This process took, you know, 10 seconds, whatever. I can do the same thing here, right? I can go to direct fill. I can run my contest sim. I can go and select only one contest. I can make sure that I'm using target contest ROI. Uniques won't matter for single entry, but then, you know, I'm happy with this lineup. I click save. And then I go and manually check to the second contest. The builder is going to update the sorting. I'm going to apply my two uniques. It's going to use target contest ROI. I click save. Right. Okay. Boom. Second contest done. I go to contest three. The builder's going to resort the lineups. For this one, I need 150. And let's see.
Do I only have 20? I'm so confused. Okay, let's turn this off, turn this on. So I don't know why the builder is saying I only have 20 lineups. Let's just refresh the page. Okay, I can just manually change it. Okay, so now I'm looking at 150. I have my last contest. I click save. No, I'm kind of confused what's happening here. Let's go to saved. Let's clear that. And we're going to hard refresh. What do my exposures say? Did I only build 20 lineups? I know I was doing a demo in optimizer mode earlier. Because it's saying run optimizer mode, so I'm a little confused. Okay, we're just going to rebuild lineups. But either way, I could have saved that last contest. And then that is mimicking what autofill does, just a little bit slower. Okay? Let's run this. All right, so I'm rerunning the contest sim, but if you are using direct versus auto, they should be the same, unless you've already filled something and you have unique rank chosen. That could be the other thing, right? So, like, if I come in here, I'm in direct fill, and let's do, like, the 10-entry contest, okay? I go to 10 entries. And then I go to 10. Okay, good. I got to turn this back on. So right now I'm looking at my 10 lineups for my second listed contest. Okay, I'm just going to like spot check this a little bit. Wells, 100%. Laravia, 100%. Pippen, 80. Dinwiddie, 80. And I'll just spot check top four. Okay, boom. I click save. And then now what I'm going to do is I'm going to clear this. And then I'm going to go to auto. And I just have the one contest, no uniques, target ROI. I'm going to click save. And then now I can come back and look at the exposures, 100% Wells, 100% Laravia, 80% Pippen, 80% Dinwiddie. So these are the top four same exposures. So these should be the same, okay? I know I didn't look at like every single player here. I just looked at the top four. But those top four exposures are the same between direct and auto. The only things that could create differences there is if you're using unique rank, right? Because then the 10 lineups that you saved could run into issues with that, or if you have any like unique set, or if you have multiple contests selected by chance, like those are all things to consider. So in the example we did here, they did match up. All right. Next question. Are you the guy SaberSim would send as their representative in a boxing match versus Geek from DFS Army? Who's your best fighter? I might have an opening on the next Jake Paul undercard. Winner gets the claim, they have the number one model in town. I would not be the guy. The guy you'd be wanting to look to ask would be Will Patterson, our data scientist. You know, Will's our guy. He is in charge of our MMA model, and he takes it super serious. You know, he gets in the ring at least twice a week to train just to create better projections. So he says that, you know, if you get a good sense of being in the ring, you can better project fighters. So that's what he says. And Will's our guy, so you can always reach out to him. All right. Autofill had 100% Wimby, and Directfill had 100% Jokic. Okay, try it the way that I said here, or like I demoed. Like, try and follow the steps. If you follow those steps and you're still getting differences, go to the top right corner, go to report a problem, write us a brief description of like the issue you're running into and like some of the details that you've said. And that would help us to troubleshoot better and get an idea of what's going on there. All right. Next question. Do you guys have this for UFC? If yes, will you please offer a one-day plan so I can use it only on Saturday for the fights? NFL is basically over and I suck at NBA. Plus, I usually only run one single entry. If you guys would do $1 for one-day access, you guys would have stupid amounts of people tapping in constantly. I know I would, but I don't want to pay for a month for something I'm just going to use for maybe three times. Okay, so good question here. I don't know if you used a trial recently, right? Last time we reset trials were at the beginning of NBA season, which was like late October. If you haven't, you can always reach out to us, support at sabersim.com, and can pull up your account, see how it's looking. We do not have sport specific plans. All of our plans here include all all of our plans include all sports, so that's the other thing there, right? But if you haven't used the trial, you can always reach out to us and we can see what we can do for you. But I definitely understand, you know, you got to consider like how many times a month you're playing. So that can definitely be part of it. All right. RB1 Smitty said, do you recommend using GeoMean for PGA Showdown? Thanks. I would say yes. You know, PGA Showdown is definitely going to be a little bit smaller player pool. Part of it too, right? You got to think about, hey, you know, is it round one? Is it round four? Was there a cut? How many players were there to start? You know, if this is round one of a, you know, normal like cut event and there's 150 golfers, probably don't need it, right? And the reason, right, is probably you probably don't need an optimal to win. Lineups are going to be less duplicated in general, but what about after the cut, right? What if there's, you know, half the fields left, even a little less, right? Or a little more depending on like ties and stuff like that. You know, what if there's 75 golfers left? Well, you know, now the player pool has, you know, shrunk significantly. And I might want to consider, you know, using geometric mean. Or what if this is, you know, a special event and there's only 40 golfers, right? We get those every once in a while. So when you're thinking about this, always consider how many players are in the player pool to start. And I don't know if there's like a good rule of thumb for this, but maybe if there's like less than 100 golfers or 100 players in your player pool, you might want to consider accounting for duplication. So that's just something like a kind of came up with here on the fly, but it is definitely something you can consider going forward, right? All right. Good stuff so far. Okay. Great Mark Shark followed up and said, I meant, would GeoMean do more harm than good for something like NBA MME filtering out good lineups? So you got to think about the reason you're using something, right? Why are you using geometric mean? Well, I'm using it because my lineups are highly duplicated. More often than not, on like bigger NBA slates, you're not going to see a ton of duplication, right? You can go into Flashback. You can go and look at the highest sim ROI sets of lineups. And sometimes you're going to see a couple dupes, sure. But normally, you're not going to see it until you get down to like two games, three games, maybe even like four games, right? Then the dupes start to creep up. I would consider using it more for those type of slates than I would for like big, you know, 8+ game MME slates, right? At least like what I've seen on my end. When you get down to like 2, 3, 4 games, you start to see duplication creep up. But when you're on, you know, 8, 9, 10 game slates, you see it less. So If you're seeing duplication, you know, 5 dupes, 10 dupes, 15 dupes, it is always okay to filter them out, and you're not doing more harm than good. You know, there's always this balance between like win probability, you know, slash like projection floor and duplication, right? You can always kind of trade those. So it's totally okay. But if you're doing it and you're noticing your sim ROIs are still strong, then you can continue to do it. All right. Next question. For a refresher on NBA, what is the best video to reference? Good question. So in SaberSim, you can go up here to the top right, go to Saber School. Go to this How to Build NBA DFS lineups. If you don't see this, you can go over to How to Beat DFS. We have tags up on the top for different sports, right? You can go to NBA, and then you can pull up that video. One small note here, which we're going to clean up, but if you try and switch to another sport, it's actually trying to tag both of these at the same time. So you got to uncheck the one you were on, and then it will only be for NFL. So we're going to make that a little bit more clear, like some highlight or something around these boxes to clean that up. But this How to Build Winning NBA DFS Lineups is definitely the best video that you want to check out. All right, let's go back to where we were, because we had a question from Cliff. And Cliff said, the lineup you have showing right now, why would you not want to rank by ROI versus rank? Is it because uniques are one? A little confused. So right now, what we're doing, right, is we're using rank fill. We have one unique, and then we have only a single contest selected, right? So right now, the builder is sorting by the ROI for this contest alone. If I even were to select all of the contests at the same time, the order of the lineups might change. And that the reason for that is what the builder is doing is it's averaging the ROIs of the selected contests, which is this average of selected contests line in the summary statistics. And then it's ranking the lineups by this number. So, you know, right now the average is 282 because I have 3 contests selected. Well, what if I only select 2, right? I don't know where that other lineup went, but it went down, right? Because we were at like 287, whatever. And then now the highest average between these 2 contests that are left is 222, right? So this ranking is always going off of how many lineups are selected at the same time. So that's what you got to consider when using direct fill. And I'm going to hop over to office hours, see what's going on over here. But looks like we're all caught up there at the moment. Got to thank you in the chat. You are welcome. Happy to help out there. And definitely let me know if you're having any problems with that autofill versus direct fill thing. All right. Cliff said, thanks. Awesome. Just wanted to make sure we were on the same page there. But looks like we're all caught up here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. I'll be back in about 25 minutes for our build review show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.